What froze? The deepest part. The deepest part. What is that speaking of? He's speaking of that I'm going to get to the very deepest part of your soul. That as in remembrance of to your past of where you were once a slave, and I'm gonna put a freeze on it. I'm not gonna judge it here. Ow, caradabasa, because I will judge it on the cross. But I will judge it only on the walls of those pursuing you. What does it say? That if the walls came up, the water separated, and it walled up. But in the deep, it froze. Froze. You see, if they had walked over on dirt, they would have brought something over with remembrance from their past residue. You can't. So he had to bring a solid outcome, a solid state, not a judgmental state yet on the people of God. He wasn't judging the people of God. He was judging their past. He was judging the slavery. He was judging the mindset. He was judging those that had them in bondage. But you would walk over on a solid state. How many of you have been to an ice skating rink? Have you walked on it without skates? Isn't it kind of hard to walk on? But see, when God does something, he makes sure you're sure-footed. So you're not sliding off. He does it at night. When did they cross over? At night. Oh, don't let me get started. Why does God have to do things at night for us Christians? Because we're so busy of looking at everything, analyzing everything, being critical about everything, that we may have fallen off. He says, what I'm about to do is going to be supernatural for you. And I'm going to do something at night. So that when that from your past sees that you made it, that spirit's going to think it can follow you. So when the last one of the Israelites crossed over, the sun came up. So when they turn and look back, Pharaoh's army kept on coming. The Bible says that they started losing. Read on, sir. Read on.
The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in the mighty waters.
Oh, wait a minute now, wait a minute. They sank like lead. Lead, like iron in the waters. Isn't he not like the iron scepter that... It will be the one that will bring judgment on those that come against the people of God. He is the one that brings judgment on who? The one that tries to curse you. Wow. So those that want to put their when they want to put their mouth on you, they want to start cursing you. They want to start talking about you. It's in the night seasons that they talk, that they start putting decrees out because ain't nobody can see them because they're hidden. But when the sun comes up, when you get over to that other side, that very thing that got you over is about to take them under. Here we are getting over to the other side. And they're looking at a water state on both sides. Holy Spirit knows that I can't even lay one droplet on them for the Holy Spirit would judge it. Don't get this twisted. When Noah, he put all the animals in the ark, it began to rain. He said, now it's about to rain. Now get where? In. Why in? Because the water that touched him was also going to judge him. You have got to get in a place called the ark in his presence. And you've got to stay in his presence until the judgment has passed. Oh my. when the judgment passes, watch this. Then he says, release the raven. Release a dirty bird. Let the dirty bird go out. Because if it don't return, it's dirty out there. I don't want you getting dirty. The ark, if he didn't let them come out because it was dirty out there, what makes you think he's going to let you come out of Egypt going in to cross over to the other side with dirt on your feet?
Oh, my God.
The dirty bird. So he said, get back in. Ooh-wee! Get back in until the judgment recedes away and the ark rests. And then he releases the dove, the clean bird. Why the clean bird? Because it will never perch on anything dirty. What did it come back with? An olive branch. What you talking about? Where is your anointing come from and what is it representative? The oil. See, what God is saying, if you stay in my presence during the time of judgment, I will bring the anointing to you. I will bring the anointing to you even in the time that I'm delivering you. Oh God, someone hear this. We're about to go through a whole type of different deliverance where you stay in the presence of God and he deals with all the judgment that's going on in this world, and you can stand in the presence of God, lift up holy hands, lift up your voice and say, truly God has been good to me. You step on out of that ark now. You come out with that anointing of preservation. You come out of there being able to help preserve people for the cause of Christ. Isn't that good? I know. Continue on, sir.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds? Doing wonders, you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
All right, now, right now. Guess what this is? This is a sonnet. This is a song that Moses and the people began to sing. We can't even get people today to sing about their deliverance that God did for them because they think they did it themselves. Oh, Lord. God's trying to get us to that place that we can sing unto the Lord with a voice of triumph and remember what he has done. It says with his right hand he extended. That's authority. And he dealt with it. Who dealt with it? He did. See, a lot of people don't want to hear this. When I was brought to this particular scripture by Pastor Raul, sitting there having an omelet, sitting there having some waffles, and no, we have pancakes. And he says, hey, how did they cross over? I said, on dry land, because I know this. And he said, no, it was on frozen water. What you say? What you say? He goes, go with me to Exodus. He started preaching right there at the table. I said, no, hold up now. Exodus is my book. That's my favorite book. Because God is always going to remind me how he brings us out and brings us through. So I started studying that thing. I said, there's more to this. There's more to this. And then he begins to show me. We go to the cabin. We think we're going to go fishing all night. About 10 minutes because it was too cold. And that reminded me that the people of God were crossing over. Watch this. During the summer. You think God's going to do this in the winter so somebody can say it froze because of the...
That's right.
They didn't get all the glory.
He getting everything. He says, I'm going to let the waters on the side stay in a liquid state. But where my breath goes, don't miss this, where my breath goes, I will freeze and make a solid state. Yes. Yes. So when he was blowing all night long, he was still superseding the laws of this earth that he put in place. Woo-hoo! We couldn't even stay out there 20 minutes with them fishing. It was too cold. The wind wasn't blowing because we would look at the water and it was like glass. But what did we notice on the water? What? Like a smoke was coming from the water. And then it reminded me that when you go into the tabernacle of God and you get behind the Holy of Holies, it is where you begin to give your incense unto God, your worship, and it goes up like smoke. Woo! Can you imagine the prayers that they were praying while they were crossing over?
The fear.
Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. Lordy, 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 Lordy. Hola. Solid state means you're not going to slide. Solid. If it's sliding, it's because there's liquid there. When it's solid, it is the dry ice. Can you touch dry ice with your skin? What will it do? Oh. So flesh cannot touch the judgment of God because it will burn up. That good will you're going to hear. Write it down, sir. Don't miss it. That was a good one right there. Look at here. Look at here. The dry ice is what you're able to walk on as long as there's a protective garment between you and it. Come on, you got it, girl. What is it? A garment of praise. This is a song that is sung about how they crossed over. What is that garment? Your praise.
Oh, my God.
Ah. Woo-hoo. But he says, wait a minute, in that particular scripture, it says, put on the garment of praise. You have a choice. You have a choice. Because if you don't put it on, you won't get stuck and burned as you cross over. Thinking that you can do it all by yourself. Is this too deep? We good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as they crossing over, isn't it just like the enemy to think that he can pursue after you? Wait a minute. If God blew all night to freeze it, how come in an instant it covered them? Job 38, 28 and 29, 28 through 30. Job, who's got it? 38. Versículo 28. Go, hold on, listen up, listen up. Job 38, verses 28 through 30. Are you there? Read it out, sir. Go ahead.
Has it rained a father or...
Go ahead.
Or who has begotten...
Where does it come from? Who drops the rain? Keep reading, sir. Keep reading. Oh,
from whom comes the ice and who has given birth
start
to
again,
the...
Start again. Read it. Watch. Watch.
Has the rain of a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew? From whose womb did the ice come forth? And who has given birth to the frost of heaven?
The frost of heaven. Keep going.
The waters become hard like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen.
That's in Job. Job is getting an account of it. Job is saying exactly what just transpired. He gives an account to prove the very fact that this transpired, because he knew who caused it. Listen, listen. We can go through life thinking that we got scripture down pat, that we know this, we got this. But if we're not being teachable, we're going to miss what God says. We're going to miss the teaching that God wants us to understand. My God. When I began to look at this, I said, God, this is something deep. Deep. You can look here. I have nothing on this that I was going to discuss. But I sense right now that the enemy has been trying to come in, and he's been calling your names. He's been calling your names from your past, and he's trying to get you to stop because of fear. Trying to stop you in your tracks. He says, you better keep on going. God says, I brought you this way for a reason, so that I could deal with your past. So that your nature about you will change. That I will give you a new character. A new identity. So that when you cross over, you're crossing over now into the freedom by the Spirit of God, and he can begin to do a new work in you, and everything that you saw as you were crossing over, remember, judgment is no longer there. Now, that tells me that if he made a bridge, what did he do? He made a way for you to cross over. So he bridged something, did he not? So here comes now Jesus. Jesus says, Daddy, send me. Send me. I'll be the bridge. Judge me. Watch this. Watch this. Judge me. Whoop me until all my blood starts to come out. Put a crown of thorns in me. I don't care. I'll take every curse that has been spoken over my people. I'll take it. Judge me. The last miracle that takes place is when the spear pierces his side. What came out? Water and blood. Woo, don't miss this. How can water come out of the side? Because where does the dew come from? The breath of God that comes from the lungs. So it emptied so that it would no longer harden in the people of God on the cross. It had to come out of the side, the lungs, from out of the nostrils, and the breath of God comes the dew, which is hardening the surface and is bringing it to ice. See, when Jesus emptied his last breath, he got on the cross. He said, it is finished. No more water to freeze everything in your life, even your blessings. Amen. Woo! He's not going to put a freeze on your destiny. He's not going to stop you from getting to what you need. He's going to make it a point to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He's making a bridge for the people of God to cross over. Ooh-wee. God is doing a great and mighty work. Mighty work. A great work. And the enemy's just trying to call you by name. By name. By which he had put the character in you. You see, your surroundings and where you're at and where you've been creates in you, in your soul, character. You want to know who you are? look at the people that are surrounding you. If they're always so dependent on somebody else, they're always going to want to be around somebody that they can latch on to. And you ever find out that you're so tired in everything that you're doing? You're around people that are always dependent on you. You have got to teach them to be dependent on God and break that codependency spirit off of them so that they learn how to be dependent on God only. But when we think that we can do things ourselves, we begin to have people around us for a minute, but they don't last. You ever notice that? Your people around you? And then they don't last. They leave. I said, God, what is that? Is that pride? He goes, oh, no. I don't mind you having pride about yourself. But don't be boastful. Be meek and humble. And the meekness has nothing to do with about being timid. Actually, the meekness means to be totally dependent on the will of the Spirit of God. That's what meekness is. So that he will lead you and guide you as you depend on him to take you and be willing to forcefully do what he has you to do. I said, God, then why do people leave? He goes, because not everybody around you is meek. That's how you shake off the ones that have been leeching onto you. Because you keep after the things of God by the Spirit of God. You remain humble and meek. And the ones that have been so dependent on you, your gift, your counseling. Guess what happens? You remain humble and meek and only do what the Spirit of God says. Those leeches come off. You want to know how you really get leeches off? Burn them. You burn them. Anybody had a leech on them before? You ever had a leech on you? They start sucking the blood out of you. Remember the first, you weren't there. Remember the Grandma Lily's in the pond? You used to go fishing with the masa. Not a fishing reel, just a string, a hook, and the masa. Okay, bread. Okay, that's all you did. Put it in there, and you get the perch. And then you get the perch, cut it up, and you throw it in. You get catfish. Get the catfish, put another hook on it. You throw that in there, a little, and you get a bigger one. Well, I was with my cousin Peter, video, always catching them left and right. He throws it out. I went to go and help pull the fish out. I slip in. Not all the way in, just my foot. So I come out. I don't think anything of it. Thing is, you don't know when a leech is on you. You don't know that they've even attached to you. You keep on moving about your business not even knowing. Now I'm walking home. Remember that long dirt road? I'm walking with Pete. Look at him. I keep on walking like this, and Peter says, what's that? What? And I look down. Oh, my God, I scream. I was little. I was smaller than you, Jeremiah. Right? Smaller than Jeremiah. Always a bigger, older cousin. And so I'm getting ready to pull it. He says, no. So now I'm thinking my hand's going to fall off. So remember the neighbors across the street, Mike and Ruben? Okay. We'll cross the street. Mike comes up. He's older than all of us. He has a lighter. He goes, oh, hi, Gordo, you have a leech. Gordo, my name. So he says, give me a leg. Put it up here. Now I'm already. He gets a lighter, and I think he's going to burn me. Watch this, watch this. What's the lighter? Don't even have to touch it. Gets close to it. It releases. Come on, just like a tick. came off. Now it'll leave you a little dot. Let you know it was there. It'll leave you a remembrance so that you can always look back and remember that someone's been sucking the life out of you. You don't know when a leech is connected to you. You don't know when someone's sucking the life out of you because you don't feel it. You get so numb to the presence of God because you're so caught up and always giving life to the person. That the fiery trials that you go through will make them come off. Why are you always going through things, Pastor? Because I'm going through where he tells me to go. We're going to the fiery furnace. You want to go? Oh, no, I ain't going with you. There's where I'm going, because I'm about to go meet Jesus in the furnace. You want to come? No, I got you when you come out. No, you ain't going to get me. No. That's how I know that God is about to do something supernatural in the lives of his people. If we're talking about fruition, the year of the fruitfulness, the things of God manifesting his presence, we also got to remember he's going to remove some stuff. You can't just step in and say, you're my harvest. You got to remove some things that are keeping your harvest from coming forth. Have to. Then all of a sudden you think, how many times do I got to keep repenting? All the time. Repentance means I'm coming in agreement with you, God, that I messed up somewhere along the lines. Let's deal with it. Because I don't want no blockers in my life. I don't want no suckers in my life. I want to get moving. If the fire is there to purify me and the life inside of me so that those that try to attach to me, they're going to get burnt off if they're not really called to be with me. Yeah. You can sit down, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Yeah. You're about to put a freeze on some things. Yeah. You're going to cross over at night. At night, you're going to cross over. What does that mean, Tari? That means you're not going to know what direction or what to do, but to trust God. You look like Huxtable, what's his name? Cosby. Because you're not going to know whether you're going to go forward, left, or right. Just trust him. Because your greatest breakthrough is coming when you don't even know what to do. Your greatest breakthrough. You think breakthrough is going to come when you can see it? That's not a breakthrough. That's you acting upon something that's there. Faith comes without seeing things. You hope for it. And then it just shows up. Happens to just come on the scene. Doesn't it just come on the scene? See, because when they cross over to the other side, they're singing and dancing. They sing this song about it. They put on their garment of praise. They begin to praise God for everything. And then something started talking to them. Their hunger, their appetite. Not the appetite for where they were going, but the appetite from where they were. See, he wants to change your appetite. He wants to change your taste buds. See, when I used to do catering, I used to do a 5-star catering for this company. One of the most elite catering companies here in South Texas, really. I ate food that I had never imagined in my life for free. For free. Steak and lobsters as much as I wanted. And beautiful. I worked my butt off that night. And I had my staff eating steak and lobster too. And they said, what are you doing? I make it a point to feed my help. So the chef would always add, how many people you got working? Well, tonight I'm going to have 25 at the end of the shift. I'll make sure you have 25 of each. I ate the best food that I've ever eaten. Some of my palate had to get adjusted to some things. I had never eaten those fish eggs, caviar. Probably won't ever again. But But because it was there, I ate it. But I ate some things, Mom, that I have never experienced in my life. But see, they didn't handle fideo or anything like that or conchitas. But they had some things that I've never eaten that was outside of my culture, outside of my surroundings, outside of anything that I could do within my own self. Don't get this twisted now. See, God is going to bring to you something palatable to you, but if you've never, ever had it in your life, you're not going to know whether you like it. Is that right? Right, Hannah? Hannah? Right, Jeremiah? Huh? See, we've got to eat the things that God brings to us. But if we always rely on the fried stuff, ain't nothing wrong with it. But there's some things that he wants to bring to us that we need to taste and see that it's good. He's going to change the way you live. If you're used to living like a slave, you're never going to know what it is to be at the table. At a banquet that he has prepared for you. If you want to prepare yourself to where you're going, start studying the etiquette of where you're going. Before we went to Kenya, I started studying the culture as much as possible. I started asking about it. Matter of fact, we had Flory over, Pastor Flory was at the house. I've been asking, show me some Swahili. And he was showing me some of the Swahili and how to greet them. And he says, when you show up and you have taken the time to study the language, they will receive you even better. So with the first thing that Mama and Papa Louie did, they started teaching us how to say hello, thank you. And they started teaching us sorry. We started learning these things. So then when we got up to minister, we would say a few things, and they would start clapping because we took the time to learn their culture. Come to find out that a lot of what they like to eat, we like to eat. Different way of preparing it, but still the same. So I started to understand that cultures may be different, but we must understand where we're going, get acquainted to where we're going, so that we can be better suited for what we're about to do when we get there. So the Israelites kept seeing the promised land. They kept seeing it. They hadn't crossed yet, but they kept seeing it. Why? Because he wanted them to get it in their mind's eye and in their spiritual eye. That's yours. 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 But you got to get it in your spirit. You got to get it in your vision. You got to see that you're about to get there. And some things are going to be a little bit different. You're going to face some things you never faced before. But you got to be ready to cross over when I tell you to go. And if you're not ready, you're never going to get across. I got to deal with some things while you're here. It may take you 40 years, but I'm going to get you over. See, some of you think that, no, they didn't get over. They had some descendants that went over. Some of you are fighting for your children to get to the other side, your grandchildren to get to the other side. Well, I never made it, but you're fighting for them to get there. It's not about you all the time. It's about the people that you're going to get to cross over. You are working for a people to get there. You got to get it in your spirit, become part of your DNA. I am going to prosper in my territory. I'm going to prosper in my promise of God. Woo! That's why you fight. That's why you fight. Can't quit just because I don't want to go to church. It's late. The music's too loud. Or it's hot in there. It's cold in there. Sometimes I don't know. I cry too much. Or get to church. Amen. Not just here. All across the world. Get to church. Because something is coming that is far greater than any of you can ever imagine. Amen. That we got to cross over. But we got to get it in our spirit, man. That it is for us. About us, it's about those coming. Your grandchildren, girl. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You will see your grandchildren. You will live and not die. You will continue to see the grace of God begin to bring you up and out of the things that have held you back. Tonight, as I spoke about the things in the cracks in the temple, God is saying that I'm removing those very things and the effects of it. You will see the very, very blessing of God with grandchildren in your life. Woo! Long life. Long life, says the Spirit of God. Oh, Lord. Oh. Come on. Come on. I know what I'm telling you. I know what I'm feeling. I know what I'm feeling. This ain't about us. If we start thinking it's about us, we will miss it. We will miss it. See, watch what he said to Joshua. He says, prepare what you're about to eat. For in 3 days, you're about to cross over. Huh? Oh, watch this. I know this the Holy Ghost. I know this the Holy Ghost. Woo! You will be enrolled in college with your family. You won't go alone. You won't go alone. Woo! You ain't got to worry about a thing concerning money about college because it'll be paid. You ain't going at it alone. You always have someone there that you can lean on. And they can lean on you. See, the greatest joy that you've ever experienced is about to come to the succession of your trials. And you're about to cross over. And what your mama is going through right now, baby, count it all joy. All joy. She's about to experience the glory of God in her house. In her house. About to experience. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Stand to your feet, man. Stand to your feet with your hands lifted up. Hands lifted up. I prophesy to your husband right now. I arrest him by the Spirit of the living God, that the angel of the Most High God will search and find him out and call him out of the crevices and bring him out and unto his knees. That the hand of the living God will be upon him, that he will submit himself. But at that very touch of the hand of God, he shall be healed. I curse the cancer at its root, and I loose him into his healing, says the Spirit of God. That we arrest him by the Spirit, that he comes into the knowing knowledge of Christ. Once again, says the Spirit of God. That tells me that your heart said, yes, God, let's do this. Me and you, God, me and you, me and you. I got to put him in your hands. I got to put him in your hands, God. Because you prayed that to God. God says, now I got him. I got him. It's just the Spirit of God. Woo-wee! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's good. Oh, he's good. He's good. Oh, he's good. Good. All the time. All the time. Oh, cut out of my seat, my mother. I saw it, sir. I saw it, Michael. Woo! I saw it. I know by the Spirit of God what I just saw in your lap. What I just saw in your lap. It's never based on what you think you're going to do in your life. It's based on what he wants done. Ooh, and such a smile. Your smile. Had to promote you. So that he can give you what you want. She's been praying it. She's been praying it. That's why promotion. He heard your prayers, Mama. That's why they ain't leaving. Heard your prayers. That's why they're not leaving. I'm promoting her so that they won't leave. Because your grandbaby is coming to you. And you will be in the lives of the grandchildren. You shall live and not die. You will see your grandbabies do greater things for the Lord. I saw them in the lap. Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, you're so good. Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for the love of her life. I thank you, God, that what has been wounded, what has been hurt, and what has been trampled on. Father, I thank you for the healing that is coming. The trust is being reinstilled. God, I even thank you right now that they will look at you for who you are. Loving and caring. Woo, my God. You're going to experience the love that you desire. You're so afraid of getting hurt all the time. Why? Tonight God spoke about getting into that very crevice. And he blew and he froze that very thing. And now you're going to experience that love that you desire. You desire. Without getting hurt, without getting wounded by it. You're going to trust God in this. You're going to trust God in this. Because it's going to work. It's going to work out. See, just recently in the past week, you begin to feel like the ground became a little bit more stable. I can do this, but it's getting a little bit more stable. Your next step is going to get even more and even more and even more. The challenges that you have been through is there to make you stronger, girl. Was there to make you stronger. It tested your character. It tested your heart. It tested family. But the thing you desire has to be a miracle. Has to be a miracle. Is about to be experienced. It's about to be experienced. Forgiveness is coming to you. Forgiveness is coming to you. It's going to loose you and set you free from within the home. From within the home. I bless you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. God, that you keep her and hold her in your very hand. She is your precious child. Hold her and keep her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, worship the Lord. Worship and worship. Oh, he's good. He's good. Will and Tori, come up here. Keep on. To move. You both want the Spirit of God to be recognized where he's at. That's why you've been trying to figure out what do we do, how do we do this. Just step out the boat and do it. Just do it. Because what's about to happen is people are going to get set free. And I remember when I spoke to you about that you're going to bring deliverance to a lot of people. A lot of people. And it's going to take the both of you to allow the Spirit of God to move. Just do it. I saw that there was an angel standing over you, covering you with the wings like this. You guys have been asking, do we or don't we? Do we or don't we? Do we or don't we? The Spirit of God, leave and you allow him to lead you to where you're going. You want more than anything that the Spirit of God be recognized for who he is. Do it. There's many that will come. Don't be looking at big numbers. There will many that will come in and leave. Come in and leave. Come in and leave. But they'll leave with a touch from God that they weren't getting before. You'll see changes in you. Do it. Align yourself together and say, there's some people that want to do it. Start doing it. The ministry is birthing now. Have you you don't know how to do it, do it afraid. You're never going to have the answers, but you always have the leading of the Holy Ghost. Step out of here. How do we do it? Just call them and they will come. Trust me. Because it's the Holy Spirit that leads me. Just waiting on a willing vessel. Both of you are willing. Both of you. They're going to come. Is that what you want? Lift up your hands. Father, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you for them right now. And I bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, that we will cover them in prayer, cover them with fasting and praying on their behalf, Lord, for the ministry to go forth to do a great and mighty work there on campus. They will touch the lives of the students, touch the lives of those coming through, God, with the very touch of the Holy Spirit, oh God. I thank you that even now in the music, it begin to become more and more prophetic in nature. It'll begin to move forward with such a lyrics that will touch the people's lives, that it'll touch the circumstances, that it'll be something of reality in their life. They can say, that's not what I hear on the radio. Where did this come from? And that's when you'll give all glory to God. The Holy Spirit will begin to move. Begin to move. Our Father, in the precious name of the Lord, I just thank you for her right now. Woo! Renew the mind to your mind, God. This is new, it's fresh, it's different. Just do it, God. Let her just follow by the Spirit, oh God. But her spirit, man, will thank you. And discern the Spirit of God. Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do it if it's not God. I don't want to do it if it's not God. If it's not God, I don't want to do it. I don't want it to be flesh. I want to make sure, God, that it's you, not me, not me, God. If it's you, God, I'll do it. But if it's not, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be anywhere near it. I hear you. I hear you. You've been frustrated about it. I says that you honor him because your heart is for him. Your discernment is going to continue to increase. To discern the spirits, to speak healing, and to declare the goodness of God in your life. How beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. You're going to see so much liberty. So much liberty. I bless you. I bless you. Crown of your head and the soles of your feet. A lot of healing. A lot of healing is going to take place. Ah. Yeah. Celebrate, oh Lord. Celebrate. Celebrate, I hear the Spirit of God say. Celebrate. 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 Because there'll be such liberty. There'll be such a peace. You'll be so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I got all this. I got all these notes. Settle. Just settle. Settle. He says, you've been in training to see how I want to speak. Let him speak, not you speak. But you will prepare and you'll see that, oh, I didn't even get to these points. Save it for later. Save it for later. He's just teaching you now. Speak what you feel in your heart, what God is giving you. And there's where God will lead you for the people. Let the lyrics come forward. You will collaborate together and you will bring all this new music coming forth with new words that will begin to be put together. And it'll become like something like, how did that come out? But God is going to put it within your heart before you even say it. And so, gonna come out of her mouth before it comes out of your mouth. She's gonna say it before it comes out of your mouth. He's gonna say, you're gonna know, oh, okay, that's it. So much is gonna start taking place. Just do it. Just do it. Crown of your head and the soles of your feet. Walk by the power of the living God. That God will draw them unto you, wherever it be. We pray for you, we cover you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not going out there alone. You are sent. You are sent. You are sent by the Spirit of God. To do the very work of God. Who can preach lest they be sent? That's why you're both here tonight. Sent to go and do the work of the kingdom. Woo! God bless you guys. God bless you. Mama. Woo-wee. God is good. God is good. My mind. Feel the liberty. Heavy it was. It's good. Amen. Did you stop the recording?